for the help meet. And I'm always excited to help other help meets become suitable, stay suitable, be more suitable for their king. So thank you so much for coming in, joining me, looking at the book and getting some tips. What are you sipping? You know, when we come in, you let me know and decree and declare, I'm a help meet suitable. And then you tell me what you're sipping. I'm a help meet suitable. And today I'm sipping apple. This is going to be exciting, so make sure you're letting other helpmeets know. I am talking about prayer today, and then I'm going to pray over you all. I'm going to pray over the helpmeets, so we've got to make sure that helpmeets are with us and on. If you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Gerald and Yvette Ministries. Go for it and subscribe. We need you. That way you'll have notifications every time we drop a new video. Exciting videos are coming. Excellent videos are already all through the YouTube page. So thanks for joining us. Thanks for coming in. Thanks for letting other help meets know it's time to get together and look at, we got to be suitable. We've got to be suitable. All right. So today I was looking at the end of the book. Might as well. We've been studying all through the Help Meet book. So today I was looking at the Help Meet book and turned to the back of it where I'm kind of describing praying over my husband when we were separated and then praying over my husband when we reconciled. And what's really neat about that is now I wake up and he's praying over me. Now when I go to sleep, I pray over him. When he wakes up, he prays over me. We pray together. So I really wanted to spend some time talking about help meets. The tips when you're praying over your husband, you gotta believe also that there is a time for him to pray over you as well. Maybe your husband already prays over you. Make sure you're appreciating him. Make sure you tell him thank you. Make sure you tell him how it makes you feel. If you're not married yet, you want to get to a point where you're ready to pray for your king, ready to lift him up, ready to exhort him and give him lots and lots of encouragement. So I want to encourage the helpmeets. Make sure you're praying over your king with an expectation and knowledge that your king will be praying over you if he's not already praying over you. You've got to believe it. You've got to accept it. You've got to understand it. You've got to trust God for it. And I am always excited to share our testimony. So I used to pray over my husband, and you know what? Some of the things that God was having me pray over him, I was at first, it took me a while to believe it. Took me a minute to decree it with faith, but I got to a point where I could believe God for everything that he was saying, everything that he was showing me. And as the deliverance started taking place, as our reconciliation started taking place, you know, we started praying together. And then a few years ago, one of the most amazing moments was just laying there, almost not quite awake, but almost awake, waking up and just hearing my husband pray over me, declare over me. I tell you what, it was worth everything I went through during our separation. Everything I went through to open my eyes and see my king just praying, decreeing, declaring, believing God for some things, covering our family, covering our children with faith, not in a position of authority, in his position as our king, in operating as a priest, prophet, and king of our home, of our family, and working in his destiny. So I just wanted to encourage you. So before I pray over the helpmeets, I just wanted you all to be excited about your king praying over you, your king praying with you. No matter what the situation is now, it can get better. Now we do more devotions together. We pray longer. We pray for one another. We bring things before the Lord together. Like, you know what? We need to agree with God in prayer. So there is nothing more powerful than a helpmeet and her priest, prophet, and king coming together in unity and oneness. If that's not happening yet, you got to believe God for it. You got to trust God for it. You've got to dig in and realize that a sanctified wife can sanctify a husband, or a sanctified husband can sanctify a wife. But do not give up. Do not fret. Believe and trust God that it is already done. Believe and trust God that it is already done. So I was sharing a book that really, really chronicles a lot of the things that God showed me about being a helpmeet. And one of those things is believing and trusting God, praying over him, even if at the time he wasn't praying over me. Trusting and knowing that there is a time that the prayers will be prayed over you as well. That's exciting. That's exciting. When you know your king is praying over you, that's exciting. So I want to read the prayer over you, because sometimes we're pouring out so much and then we wonder, who's praying for me? Well, today I'm going to pray over you for your strength, and a prayer for your consistency. It's sometimes difficult to be consistent when you don't see manifestation of your prayers, but I don't want you to get complacent. I don't want you to stop. I want you to know that the effectual, fervent prayer, that might be time for a sip. Check your fervency. Help me. You got to be consistent. Help me. No matter what's going on, help me. No matter what you see, you have to be consistent. So let's make that our declaration. I will be consistent in prayer. Not just for what you want, but for what God is showing you, for what God is telling you, for what God is asking you to pray. I will be consistent. Will you be consistent? Will you remain consistent? I'm going to speak strength over you. I'm going to pray over you. I'm going to decree over you that you are consistent, but I want you to declare for yourself first, I am consistent. I'll be consistent. I am consistent in praying over my king. All right, I'm going to pray. If you need information and resources, go to GeraldandYvette.com. You can get this book and workbook and so many other resources to help you stay consistent in prayer for your king. All right, this is the prayer on page 124. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that we are helpmeets that press toward the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Father, for giving us strategies to fight, because you have called us to be soldiers in your army. You have given us physical and mental strength and ability over all powers of the enemy. Where we are weak, Lord, you are making us strong. Lord, you are strong where we are weak. We are thankful that we can run to you and find safety. We thank you, Father God, because you are our strong tower. We can run to you. We can run to you. We can run to you because you are our strong tower. We decree and declare we would not get weary in well-doing, and we can do all things through Christ because you strengthen us. We will not slow down. We will not stop fighting for our family, and we speak to every mountain of confusion, every mountain of dysfunction in our relationship, and we say it is removed and it is cast into the sea. Anything out of your will, God, is canceled. Anything that's out of the will of God, it is canceled. Anything that's out of the will of God, it is canceled right now. And we thank and praise you, Lord God, that you have given us authority over all powers of the enemy. We believe your word. We believe it is quick, it is powerful, and it is sharper than any two-edged sword. We thank you, Father God, that we know our spouses and our children are saved, they're delivered, and they are set free. And not only that, they're doing the will of God in every area of their lives. They will not fall. They will not fail. They will not falter. They will not stop serving you. Father God, we thank you that our family is growing level to level and glory to glory, and we are operating in our gifts and in our callings. All these things we ask in Jesus' name. That's the strength. All these things we ask in Jesus' name. We believe that. We receive that. We know that. We take hold of that. Pray over yourself and then pray over your king. Be consistent. Be fervent. Because the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous, help me, avails much. Well, I'm just thankful you joined me. Thanks for letting me have some time with you. Time to share our sips along with our tips.